No, mate, awesome. Happy to be here. As always, as always. Yes. Oh, dear.
Shout outs of who is in the chat room.
Yeah, we've got a fair few showing up. They're still rolling in here. We've got Ozfox, Kieran, Tom's Tank Engine, Kathy, Danielle, Darren Archer, Houston, Texas, Dave, Ozfox. There's quite a few lining up. John Baxter's rocked up. How you going, John?
Welcome, John.
Jamie Simons, Chosen 78. Yeah, a few there, mate. Penny McCartney, Julie. We've got quite the list.
Hi, that's
Sorry if I
thank
missed anybody.
you.
And Andrew
Right.
Bush has just rocked up too. So,
Oh, nice. Stuck in there.
yes.
Excellent. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the live chat. And welcome to the replay viewers and listeners. I'm Purple Cash Eater, and I'm joined by my co-host Tattooed Squared. Feel free to chat amongst yourselves, but please remember that it is a family show and we have our moderator in the background keeping an eye on everything. So please keep it PG.
Yes, so tonight, as usual, we're going to go and check out what's happening around the traps, and things are getting close, things are getting a bit more exciting. So hopefully that'll be a bit more interesting for people. We have a chat, going to have some chat about some geo art, how to create them, as well as some caching around the Tassie area.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, same. We have another winner for the calendar photo.
Yes, we do.
That's actually been, I'm actually surprised how popular that's been. I've already seen what I think four in for January. So we're going all right there. And we've got another giveaway. Well, actually, there's three, thanks to John and Di at geostuff.com.au. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Excuse me.
Alrighty, so just a quick shout out to a couple of special young viewers from Western Australia, Dylan Jarvis and Lachlan Jarvis. Welcome to the first time viewing our show. We hope you enjoy. Welcome, welcome. And also another great shout out to a new Patreon, Ben Hodder from Victoria. His caching name is Captain Cap Roverman. Welcome and thank you for becoming a Patreon.
Yes, thank you very much. So we're about to start it. So grab a drink, have a chat. If you have any questions for our guests a little bit later on, just chuck it in the chat. We'll endeavor to get it answered for you. So not much left to do now. Let's start.
All right, so we're going to start with some Aussie and New Zed. New Zed? Yeah.
New Zed.
I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah,
Some Aussie and some mega news. We'll start off with the Aussie stuff, seeing as that's coming up first. So, first off, we've got the Cash Queensland Daybro event coming up. That's on the 3rd and 5th of April. Fingers crossed.
yes.
Exciting news is the numbers are up there and the committee has applied for a mega status. So well done, guys. Fingers crossed. One, you get the mega status, and two, they restrict the lift the restrictions so that we can all get there. That would be
Yeah,
awesome.
that'd be such a disappointment if we can't get there because of the borders again. But
We'll have
we'll
hopefully, fingers crossed. All right, and
see.
we will shoot over to Western Australia. Western Australia goes big. That's Albany and the sister city is Denmark. That's going to be on the 5th to the 7th of June, so that's a little bit later. That
Where's that
looks to
from?
be a good one. I had a quick look on their website earlier. There.
Yeah, sorry, I thought I had a banner for that, but it's disappeared on me. Sorry, guys.
The details later. Next
Yeah, we've
week.
got GC905G6 for that, sorry. That's what the banner was supposed to tell us, but I thought must have forgot to do it. Sorry.
Oh,
We'll get it
no.
up next time.
That's right. All righty. Next, we have the AusGeo Muster, which is going to be on the 25th to the 28th of June. That, at this stage, is still going to be held in Kempsey, in New South Wales.
Yes, that's
And there.
nothing's changed there at this stage, I don't think so.
Definitely going to change. Next after that will be the Geo Venture, which is down in Millicent, South Australia. That's going to be on the 2nd of October. There. And then we're going to shoot over the pond to the New Zealand Mega. So that has simply moved up to the 23rd, 25th of October next year.
That's this year?
This year.
Right. Time flies.
Oh, dear. Okay, and then we go on to Geocaching Victoria. So the Wangaratta event, that's going to be on the 13th and 14th of November. That looks like that's going to be a really good event as well. And while we're still in Victoria, some more exciting news out of Victoria is that they are looking at getting a geo tour up and running, and that's going to be in the Ballarat area.
Yep.
So they're having a launch event for that on the 20th of February. So that's a month and a half away. That's going to be between 3 and 4 o'clock. The GC code should be there. So you can go have
a look. It's on the bottom of the screen there.
Geocaching and log your will attends if you're in the area. So check out the event page for more details. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to try and get someone on after the launch to talk about the tour. That would be really interesting.
Yeah, I sort of had a bit of a look on their website there, and that'll be the only one in Australia when it gets going. We don't have any active geo tours at the moment, so
what about the one that's Queensland? Is that one not active anymore?
Oh, my understanding was they're not, but it could be. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
I only looked at it, a year ago, so they might be gone.
So that's pretty exciting news. Now, moving on, we've got some souvenir news. The can you believe it? The Wonders of the World are still going. The other one's finished. So yeah. I hope everyone got their. What was it called? Can't remember now. Memory Lane. Yeah, it was only available for a short time, so I hope everyone was able to get out and get it. But the Wonders of the World, they're still available, still no end date at this stage. We did have the first of 2020 souvenir. It's now, the last of 2020 souvenir. It's been and gone, but the first of 2021 souvenir, if you have not got it, you still have time. Yeah, it is available until tonight. The 8th of January is when it runs out. So there's that. The Adventure Lab application, if you still haven't had an Adventure Lab, if you wanted Adventure Lab, there's the website there, www.geocaching.com/play/request/Adventure Lab, and you can request to get one through that. That's it as far as souvenirs and that go, but we're going to go around the traps now with Cache of the Month. So we'll start in New South Wales in November, GC6VZ1A, which is 50 cubed. It's been active since 2016, placed by Rainbow Spirit and nominated by Coast Blue. Apparently, it's an easy walk along some grasslands just off the M7 in the western suburbs of Sydney, and it is also home to a number of water birds, including black swans and their babies. If you're into the nature thing and seeing what's around as well as the caching. New South Wales, GC New South Wales for December. That's not yet decided. I don't think you guys meet, 4 days or something? That one to come out, so
it'll be mid next week.
Yeah, so we'll bring that one to you next month. But we did also have the New South Wales GC Geocache of the Year. Voted on and the count's in. Matty RX, School of Hard Knocks, GC83Y27. We done this one, Terry Ann, when we were up talking to Craig, learning how to do this thing. Very cool cache. Very cool cache. Won't spoil it for you, but it's if you haven't already done it and you're in the area, go and get it. And it's awesome outdoor gallery there for free as well. So definitely worth it. And we do have a case of the month for WA this month as well. GC4H, P for Peter, B for Bob, Zero. What's Next, it's called. It's a case by Kaizabra. I hope I said that right. The case was placed August 1st, 2013. Has 110 fines with a favourite point rating of 51%. So that's not bad. That's going pretty good. Kaizabra has been caching since 2011 and has placed more than 250 caches with an overall favourite points of 900. Wow. They've also found nearly 9,000 caches. So they are fairly experienced, so it must be pretty good if it's got that sort of favourite rating and score. And, yeah, that's around the traps. That's all we've got there for the moment. So... we got through that pretty quick, and next is our guest. So I guess we move on to that. Okay, tonight's guest, he's got at least two really cool GeoArts in the GC world. He has hidden a heap of caches around Tassie. He joins us tonight to give us all a crash course on how to create a GeoArt and to tell us his favourite parts of Tassie to cache in as well. Everyone, say hello to Budgie Taz.
Hey, Budgie.
Hey, Budgie.
Hi.
Welcome.
How
to
you going tonight, mate?
Yeah, good, good. Yourselves?
Good.
Very well.
Oh, loving it, as always. What have I got going here? Sorry, mate. Also, chat room, if you have any questions, shoot them into the chat. We'll try to get them on there and get them answered for you. Yeah. So that's where we're at.
All right, Gary, why don't you start with some easy questions?
Some easy questions start. Okay, mate. We know your cache name is Budgie Taz. How'd you come up with it?
When I was playing, it used to be called Budgie because I chirped a lot on the field. So it came from there.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's awesome.
That's right, part of the game.
So how did you end up coming to find geocaching?
I had a mate of mine who was trying to find a cache on New Year's Day 2010, and he couldn't find it. It was a puzzle. He was just going off the hint, searching around bridges because he said it was under a bridge. And he asked me to come in and help, and from there, that's what put me. Never did find that cache today, though.
It was clear he wasn't there.
I was there. It was under.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Keeping on with the easier questions, mate, what's some of your stats there that you've got, finding stats and such?
Yeah, I've got about 5,500 finds and about 300 hides, something like that.
That's pretty good. I'm still sitting at about 1,700, and I've been there for... probably the best part of 6 months now. Can't seem to get out enough, but anyway.
It's hard. 500 in Tasmania is probably pretty good for a year.
Right. Anyway. Oh, very good. Do you have any particular stat that you're proud of?
Probably my caching karma, which is, I don't know, everyone knows what caching karma is, my fines versus fines on my caches.
Okay, yep.
I think it's important. It's a stat that people overlook, the fact that if people don't hide caches, no one finds any caches.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm proud to give back to the community and, put things out there for people to find.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have a favourite cache type that you like to find?
No, not at all. I don't really
find anything.
Anything, don't really mind.
Yeah.
Very good.
What is what's the longest distance you've travelled for a cache?
I was in California on a work trip last year and had a day spare, so I jumped on a plane and went to Seattle and went to the geocaching headquarters. So for the day. That was the longest I've traveled for a find, and it was a really good find.
So that's a fair trip.
Yeah. It was worth it. Well, it was only 2 hours on a plane and I'll never get back there. So it's worth that's doing. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
We do these things with real passions, don't we?
Isn't it funny how driven we are for a bit of plastic in the woods or some bit of magnet attached to a bridge or something?
But if you told someone just to go for a drive for 2 hours, you'd be like, why?
Well, okay, though, too, though, the ones at headquarters, you've got all those on the tour that they've got there. And, you know, the caches have got lots, I can't remember how many thousands of favourite points, I think, from memory.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd just be able to guarantee your favourite point visiting that place, wouldn't you? Like, everyone's wanting to get there. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go a little bit more in depth now.
Can I backtrack a little?
Oh, yep.
John Baxter has just popped up there. The South Australia have their cache of the month for November, the Harry Potter series. So, there you go. I didn't even know South Australia had cache of the month.
No, I'm sure I looked, but I couldn't find it. I must have overlooked that one. Anyway, thanks for that, John.
Contact you later, John, and find out some more details so we can keep that going.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, mate, a little bit more in depth now. So for those who are new to our hobby, sport, whatever you want to call it, can you explain to us what is a geoart?
In simplest terms, a series of caches that form a picture on the map. I suppose it's the simplest way of putting it.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. And
it's a bit simple, very simple.
It looks good when you find them all. you have two really cool geoarts out there, being the Tassie Devil and the Apple. I think we've got a picture on there somewhere.
Is the Apple?
There's the Apple. And, we've got the Tassie Devil there as well.
Tassie Devil.
Do you have any others out there or?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Yeah.
It's a lot of one thing about putting these sort of geoarts out, you have to maintain them. And it's probably a day on each one, just doing a maintenance run around every cache container, making sure they're all there, making sure the logbooks are good. Obviously.
There can be hundreds in them.
I think there's 60 and 86 in those two.
Right. Yeah, that is a lot of money.
That
is a big day of caching when you're actually looking for them, let alone going and making sure that everything's all right. So thank you for doing that, by the way. Thank you for maintaining it. It looks good on the map.
Oh, look, I'm not saying you get out there every day that one needs one, but, you know, every time there's a DNF on one of mine, I mark it and go back and have a look at it next time I'm that way.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
And can you tell us a little bit about this one here, Snake?
That's by the Snake Charmers, which is, I don't know if I should give away who they are. It's Goose and Egg and Stainless Steel Rat. They are letterbox caches, 100 of them. They're really good.
Oh, really good case stack.
The Tasmanian.
It's a tiger snake, I think.
And whereabouts is it on the coast?
It's on the coast. It's on the east coast of Tasmania, probably an hour and a half from Hobart.
Excellent. Just got a question from the chat room here, mate. I'll just put it up on the screen there. How old are your geoart series?
That's a very good question. I'd have to look it up. I don't know. The Apple would be at least eight years old, roughly.
Okay.
It's
been around for a while then. It's still going strong.
It's doing all right. So I'm actually looking at it now to find out how old they are.
Well, it's all right. This one, the one in Seattle's got over 4,000 favourite points.
Yeah, there you go. It's not a bad effort.
Bad effort at all.
The Apple caches were on the 23rd of August 2013.
So, yeah, right. Yeah.
7 years old.
8 years. Almost 8 years. There's 7 years. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Let's get rid of that one there.
So are they all puzzle-based, or are they the mystery icon, or is it just the design that you use the mystery icon?
They're all puzzle-based. To make the actual pattern, you need to have fake coordinates and real coordinates for mine to make the shapes I want to get.
Right.
And yep.
Mystery.
So you got an option of mystery, really, or letterbox.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
mystery on mine. The puzzles, they're not hard puzzles. There are puzzles there, and they tend to be fairly simple and get a little bit harder for each group.
Okay.
So
the
Apple one's been commented before. It's a good way to start puzzling,
right?
Because they're not all the same, but they. A little bit of practice on a group of a type, then you can move on to another type.
Yeah, a bit of variety, and you get a learning step.
Yes.
I'm just going to throw to a question on Facebook here from Julie. How long did they take you from conception to completion?
Conception to completion. The Apple took longer because I didn't know what I was doing, okay. So a lot longer. For both series, it took me 3 days in the field hiding them.
Really?
So,
Did you have hiding spots first before you did the geo?
No. Okay. The way I do it is actually get the art programmed into my GPS and then look for hiding spots within the range that you need to be for a puzzle.
Okay.
So, work backwards.
Yeah, right, yeah. What is the range, out of curiosity?
I've got a thing, it's 2 kilometres or something like that. But
2 kilometres? I was going to say a couple of kilometres or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Cool.
And the Tassie Devil was July 18.
Yes.
You were.
Thanks, John. Got everyone doing research for us in the chat room. There we go. Thomas has just chucked up there. Is it going to work? Where is it?
3.2
kilometres. Yeah. So that must equate something back to miles for them. Nice round number for their miles. They like that.
So again, are you an avid puzzler? Like, do you create the puzzles yourself or do you have someone who helps you?
I wouldn't call myself an avid puzzler. I don't mind creating puzzles. I create a lot of my puzzles, yes. All of my puzzles, really, except for a few that my boys have helped me with. So, for instance, my son's going through first year university for science, so he helped me do a science puzzle just to be a bit.
Yep.
Other than that, yeah. I've also got one. My son, the other son, is a bit of a programmer, so we've got together and wrote a program for you have to go online and solve the computer program or play the computer game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen one then before. That took forever. When you have to play the games and you're not the best gamer.
I don't know if anyone's watched The Big Bang Theory, probably everybody. Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spock.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right, yeah. Very good. Oh, what's that? Love the photo bomb the cat.
Yeah, the cat here somewhere.
It just went behind the curtain.
Hey, Grub Fred, welcome.
Oh, Grub Fred's here too. Oh, dear. So, mate, are you mindful of the difficulty level of the puzzles? Because, you know, like you want people to find the case, you put in a bit of, like they have to put in a bit of effort to solve it, obviously, but at the end of the day, you want them found, don't you? So
100%.
What's the sort of difficulty that you aim for?
I suppose I'm aiming for 2, you know, anywhere between 1.5 and probably 2.5, maybe 3 on a hard one.
No, okay.
Yep. As a nothing really extremely difficult. But then again, I'm anyone who gets stuck on them, I'm more than happy to help. You know, I might give them necessarily the answer, but I'll give them a push in the right direction.
I think that's sort of a puzzle maker, is that you got to be willing to give assistance when people struggle with your puzzle.
Yeah, generally people don't struggle with the puzzles; it's struggling with a hide here or there.
Yeah, there's some funny. There was one that I was looking at a while back in Bathurst, and they'd put it out and it hadn't been solved in 3 years or something like that, and they were really reluctantly giving out hints, sort of thing. And they actually said, until it's solved, the hints are going to be very basic. It's just like, wow. And it took like 3 years or 4 years for someone to solve it. It's just like, that's crazy.
There's much fun in there.
So I've been asked previously, and I have no idea how to do it. And like I mentioned to you before the show, I've been wanting to do a geo art, but this is sort of the sticking point. How do you get the design onto the map?
This is the thing that stopped me from the Apple to start with, and I found a little neat system where I get an Excel spreadsheet, make the columns the same width, put the actual picture that I want on top of it. Like, say, with the Apple, I actually got a picture off a GIF or JPEG or something, placed it on there and actually made it transparent, put the marks on where I wanted them to make the actual picture.
Oh, okay.
Then take the picture away. Then a group of marks, and then you just add your coordinates at the top, space them across appropriately, and away you go. I've got everything there. If anyone wants any help with them, more than happy to help.
Nice. Okay. So they can just cut you. You've got a sheet or a document or something?
Yep. Just shoot me a message with an email address and I'll shoot you something back with, a base document of how.
All right. Just got a question here from Facebook. Jamie wants to know, outside doing puzzle caches, what else do you look for in a hiding place?
Depends on the cache that I'm trying to hide.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I like hiding in good scenery, obviously, is a great thing to do. But if you've got one that you want to hide that might be a bit of a tricky hide or something, you may have to go and pick a spot that is more suitable for that hide than it is for the actual view you get for it.
Yeah, so it's work along the lines of either a good view or a great cache, one of the sort of things.
That's what I love. Obviously, sometimes you end up just putting caches out because there's a spot for it, or there's another reason.
Yeah. mate, also, looks like this is the last one for the geo art, unless somebody else asks another question in the chat room. Do you have any tips for someone looking to create a geo art?
Car parking. Car parking is one of them, is important. And putting cache where they're not going to get muggled. Especially if you're doing any run cache, I learned this with the Apple. The Apple has very poor parking nearby to their locations. But the devil, I was very mindful in that. And I've had a lot of comments back saying, well, at least it's easy to park nearby. So I tried to do that.
That's
it's easy for a maintenance perspective.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't make it. You've got to maintain it. So having somewhere to park nearby would make it a lot easier as well for that purpose.
And it was also good because my daughter was learning to drive at the time, so she was actually driving me to all the locations.
Oh. That's a motivator.
Okay. Craig's joined us as well in the chat room there.
Enjoying his Friday night.
And we've also just got something here from Julie as well. Yeah, nothing worse than not being able to stop and find the cache. We found a couple of them the other day. It was just like, where do we stop for this? It was on a blind corner. It's like, we'll park up here and walk the couple of hundred metres back. But, anyway.
if it's too hard, just carry on, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And Craig just said that he's taken a bite out of the apple in 2019 while he was there.
All right, well, thanks very much.
All right.
Into the world of geoart. Now we've just got a couple of questions for you on caching in Tassie in general. So in what general area of Tassie do you call home?
Hobart is my home.
Do you get just touch on that? Do you do caching outside of Hobart, or do you mainly focus in Hobart when you go? Or
yeah, we go anywhere really.
Yeah.
Go anywhere. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I think we might find it all over Tasmania, but my centre is somewhere halfway up in the middle of Tasmania.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Did COVID slow caching down in Tassie? Like, we didn't seem to, up here, we didn't seem to see too many cases in the news for Tasmania, but how did you guys go with that?
Look, a lot of our cache owners put their caches on stand down or, you know, on hold for the time being.
Yeah. Yep.
Which was good. It certainly slowed down. There wasn't any new hides really at all to speak of.
Yeah.
But people are making it for it now. The number of new hides coming out at the moment is amazing. And also the number of new people in joining has been really encouraging.
Yeah, there is a lot of new people around everywhere, I've noticed, which is good.
I'm just going to throw to Facebook if I could. So Julie just wants to know, how far from Hobart are your geoarts?
The apple is in Islands, which is about an hour and 10 minutes north of Hobart. And the devil is about 35, 40 minutes north of Hobart.
Okay, so not far.
It is from Tasmania.
Yeah, I was going to say that for Tassie, it would be a bit of a drive. Just going back to the chat room again. Yeah, that's right. It's halfway to the other side. Green Cordial's just chucked a couple of questions in here as well. What's the weather like caching in winter? Do you bother going out? Because she's asking from, or they're asking from North Queensland.
It can be challenging. It's not necessarily the cold that gets you. It's the short days.
Right.
Very short days.
That slows you down.
Yeah.
Well, it becomes less motivating when you're getting up to go to work and it's dark and you're coming home and it's dark. Yeah. It's very hard to find time to go out and find a couple by torchlight.
And then, also just follows on from that as well with Green Cordial, as well as what was the best time of the year to visit?
Personally, I would recommend the shoulder seasons, so which means September, October, November, and March, April.
Yeah, okay.
You'll get cheaper accommodation. Everything's a lot less than trying to come here at Christmas time. Here comes the cat again.
Yeah. And it's not as hot and not as cold as well, I gather, in those time frames.
Well, from Facebook, from Sandy, she just wants to know, are there many adventure labs in Tassie?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's about 6 or 7 in Hobart now.
Oh, great.
And quite a few around the place, you know, at least there'll probably be 20 maybe in Tasmania now.
Yeah. Well,
okay. They are getting traction. Everyone seems to be enjoying doing them, so I think it's only going to get more and more as we go along.
Yeah. Many of them have bonus.
Good comment there saying his favourite cache so far is on top of Mount, is it Stronach? Northeast Tassie?
I haven't been there.
Haven't been that one?
No. Well, actually, it's one area I have to go to is Northeast Tassie. It's probably my target area.
Well,
okay.
According to Jules Morgan, it wouldn't be too hard. You can get from one side to the other in a half day.
If you're not caching.
Oh, look,
no, that's a thing. It's if you're not caching, that's a thing.
You're going from east-west? No, it's not true. But north-south, yeah, 100%.
I'll just go back to some of our questions here. So for those of us who are lucky enough to travel at the moment, in your opinion, where are some of the must-do areas for caching in Tassie?
Well, if you're coming here, I would go the East Coast, 100%.
Yep.
I would do those, the Snake Cache series, very good. And there's a lot around the East Coast, especially the scenery up that way.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That one.
So that's the snake north. Yep, and north from there. So that's at Orford, and then up probably north towards Coles Bay, Bichonneau, St Helens. It's really, it's a lovely part of the world. Really is. Really recommend that. I highly recommend the ones around Hobart. There's a couple of really quality cases. Quite a number of quality caches around Hobart. Fairy tales and even more fairy tales are two that have come to mind. And if you're in Hobart at any stage and see that Swampy has a Taming the Dragon event on, which he attends once a year, it's worth going to. It's a little bit of an abseil, let's just put it that way.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun.
There's a cache in a cave that you have to abseil to get to.
Right, okay.
And he puts it on so everyone can go.
Okay. That's cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. We've got one like that up in the Port Macquarie area, but I don't know anybody who abseils, so that would probably be waiting there for a long time for me.
But I like the idea of hosting an event so that you can help people to go and find your cache. Like,
well, it's not his cache.
That's really
cool.
It's
not his. So, but traditionally, to find that, you're not allowed to have an event to find a cache. You're not.
Oh, God.
It's a
no
discussion of how dragons affect people or things along those lines.
Fair enough. This happens to be a cache nearby.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was having a
look at the
map earlier when I was getting the pictures of the geoart, and it seems like there's many caches spread out all over Tassie. Seems like there's a very active caching community down in Tassie.
Yeah, we're fairly active. Yeah, I think we followed in the footsteps of some early people who really went out there and put some good quality caches out all over the place, and people have just followed in that footsteps.
Oh,
we're very lucky. It's very active at the moment. Extremely, a lot more, a lot of new ones going out all the time.
So we're having many events at the moment then?
On and off, yes.
Yeah.
We through before Christmas, we had quite a few events, and we've had one since Christmas. I think there's another one coming up on the 17th, and that's in northern Tasmania.
Okay.
Traditionally, it holds more events than anywhere else, but Northwest is starting to catch up with that.
Yeah, so big on the events.
I wouldn't say big, but yes, we do have events. At one stage, we're having an event every week. It's getting a bit much.
Do you have to worry about the with the events, is there much in the way of restrictions at the moment in Tassie, or the restrictions?
Not really.
Right? Yeah,
the restrictions are at the moment. We're fairly COVID free at the moment, touch wood.
Touch wood, yeah.
Yeah. It's been we've been very lucky.
Yeah, just had another question come in on Facebook from Julie. Yeah. Will there ever be a big event like a mega in Tassie?
I'd love there to be one, but we don't have the population. And we'd be required, we'd need people to come to it. So we, yeah, we just don't have the home population to do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's no lack of willing organisers.
Yeah,
it's a matter of getting the people, you know, enough people.
Yeah, fair enough.
One, if you are coming to Tassie, make sure you look at the GCA website as well, because there are a lot of caches in Tasmania on the GCA website.
Okay.
One of the founders of GCA was Tasmanian, obviously, and they really look, you know, a lot of the best locations or some of the best locations have GCA caches there and no GCs.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. So make sure you've got the app loaded before you visit. What have we got? I just saw another question come in here. Oh, yeah, from Michael Band here for you. Have you ever placed a cache and came back but forgotten where you placed it?
Yep. I had a, in the Apple series, there's one that's in a particular tree and I came back and I couldn't find it, so I put another one in. I thought it must have been, gone. Someone must have trimmed it off, I think. Anyway, I came back later because someone else couldn't find it and couldn't find it again, so I put another one in. Next finder came around long and
a few cases.
Sure you're not the only one.
No, definitely not. There's a couple of people here saying that they'd come to your mega. Got John Baxter saying that he would go, and Grub shows Fred. In 1978 would go to as well. Grub Fred said he'd come as well. So there's at least three. It's a start.
Oh, one. And we'd, the Tasmanian government no doubt would support it, but it's just a matter of, at the moment, having numbers to run it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, Sandy reckons it'd probably be the best place to go at the moment.
Yes, except for if you're coming from certain states, you're going into quarantine.
That's right. the new normal.
Yeah.
Julie would love to go to a mega in Tassie as well. So it's gaining momentum already. Look at that.
Now you start.
I
think after probably fitting in with the rest of everybody else's calendar too, because you wouldn't want to do it when anybody else has got a something on.
Yeah, it's a pretty crowded year. There's what, six of them or five or six of them around the place. So,
you wouldn't even think of it this year, but you wouldn't want to upset anybody else either.
No, that's right. That's right. Anyway, that's the end of the questions that we have on our sheet. And unless there's anybody else going to write anything in there, I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much.
If anybody is coming out and want to meet the local caches, drop one of the, you know, local caches a line. We'll put on an event, not a problem at all. And you can meet some of us.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Meet some locals.
Yep.
Yeah, I went there a couple of years ago with the in-laws, and caching sort of took a back seat. But it would have been good to catch up with some people and do a bit more. But yeah, so anyway, on that note, road trip. Amy's suggesting that we might have to go on a road trip. That's a hell of a road trip. Actually, the boat's free at the moment, I think I saw.
Is it really?
For the cars, the car part, yeah.
It's only for the first, was it five? It's limited number, a run of free. And
Standing
when they put it on to be free, the phones basically melted down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yes. Oh, dear. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. We really appreciate that. It's been very insightful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So remember, everybody, if you'd like to join us on the podcast, please contact us via the email geocachingdownunder@gmail.com and let us know. We would be more than willing to talk to someone. We like to get lots of different points of views and stories. So hit us up. That would be great. Okay, so moving on to announcing the GDU calendar winner from December. We are getting a really great response from everybody, and we really appreciate everyone who submitted a picture, everyone who voted, everyone who's commented.
Everyone who's voted.
Really loving seeing everyone interact. So it's really great. So thank you. It's been some wonderful pictures come through. If you get a chance, jump on our Facebook page, Geocaching Down Under. Have a look at some of the entries. We've had five entries.
We've got a few there now. Sorry, cutting down the top of you there. I think we've got four or five in there for January already. So get in there, have a vote, have a look, put some more on. It'd be great.
That would be wonderful. So the winner for the December is there it is. And Darren Archer, you are the winner, and you are in the chat room tonight. So congratulations. Your picture will be going in our GDU calendar.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you for submitting. I'll just give a quick...
Was it a bit? Burdekin Falls Dam, is that how you pronounce that one?
Sure. Burdekin.
Burdekin? I don't know. It's a nice photo, though.
It is a nice photo. So that one won with four votes, so thank you very much. Once again, just keep your photos coming in. Just navigate to the page. I've got a picture up there showing you where to post your pictures for the January comp. So just put them in the comments there. You must be the owner or have permission from the owner to use the picture. We will be picking a winner each month based on the number of likes on each picture. And all the winners will be compiled towards the end of the year. And we'll be making a GDU calendar out of it.
Excellent. And as always, please contact us through the email. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods or any stories you want us to share. Have you got a topic that you want us to discuss? Give us, if you want something to actually target, that'd be great if you want to let us know that. And like I always say, it's your show. Let us make it fun for you. Let's make it interesting. We're going to have another music thing and then start wrapping things up. We've got a couple of things to give away too, thanks to geocaching.
Exciting things to have.
Yeah, thanks to geostuff.com.au. We've got some more stuff to give away. So,
once again, thanks for joining us here at GDU. We really appreciate your support. And I am going to throw over to Tattoo Squared to do the prize draw for January.
should we show people what we're playing for?
Yes, let's
throw that up there. Okay, I've got that here. Here we go.
Look at that. That is a geostuff.com.au 10-year anniversary minted geo coin.
We've got Ned and Fatty on the coin. Good old Ned. Yeah, I think just about everyone's met Ned. He's very sociable. We've got three coins there. So we've got three questions, which, they're a little bit tricky. So we're going to go with the closest. Is that right, Terrian?
Yep. So the closest wins.
Rightio. So we've got three questions. We'll announce the winner after each question. And we'll see how we go. Okay, question one. When was the first earth cache placed?
You can give us the day, the month, and the year. That would be amazing. But the closest one wins. Kathy's in quick.
People went to the anniversary. 2010.
Good guess. Keep them coming.
When was the first earth cache placed?
Got Tank Engine saying 2010. Got Kitty Catch saying the first. I've just lost it. It goes so quick. Enter the first.
There we go. We've got an exact answer.
We've got an exact answer. So, very congratulations to Kitty Catch. You were bang.
Is it Kitty Catch? No. Where's? Hang on. Where's Kitty Catch? Oh yeah, up there a bit further. There we go. Sorry, Kitty Catch. There we go. Yep.
Oh, Kitty Catch! Yay!
Rightio. So, question two. So, Kitty Catch, just out of the interest of everyone getting a go, you're out for the next one.
I'm not answer.
Okay. So, question two. Where was that earth cache placed?
Well, you've got the right state, Julie. Oh, Julie wins.
That's it. Hang on, where are we? I've lost it.
Way down is first.
Who's got it first?
Julie.
I can't see it. I'm sort of. I think I've gone a little bit behind here.
Hang on.
So I'll trust you on that.
And I'm reviewing the judge's decision here. Looks like See My Shell was in first.
See My Shell was in first. Wasp Head.
Yep. See My Shell. Congratulations, you got it. Right. Yoko and coming your way too.
I do like the cheers and the claps and stuff. They're pretty cool.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Okay. Third and final question. Now, if anyone gets this one exact, you really need to get out of the library. How many earth caches are in Australia? How many earth caches are in Australia?
Here we go. Kitty Catch reckon Craig always wins. Alrighty, get those answers in.
How many earth caches?
How many? I'm looking for a special number, but the closest wins. Go, Tank Engine reckons 4,888.
Grain's got 100.
389. Graham, gone in at 100. Gonna be a little bit higher than that.
July, 1388.
There you go. Anyway, you've probably got one.
Well done, July.
Well done, July. That's
great. 1388, and I'm sure you just picked that out of your brain. There was no research involved in that whatsoever.
Focus on Google wins.
That's it. Cool, and that's our three coins.
That is our three coins. So we've got going through to Kitty Catch, See My Shell, and Julie.
Congrats. That sounds about right. Thank you very much, guys.
Three of you after the show and get some details from you. Keep an eye out.
Thank you. Thank you to geostuff.com.au again for another awesome prize. Thanks, guys.
Big thank you from Geostuff. Very generous. Thank you very much. Alrighty, so don't forget, if you enjoyed tonight's show, like us, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you can not miss out on any of the shows for this new year. Join us on our socials. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to write in with your stories and or questions. We'd love to hear from you. So you can send through questions through to geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Don't forget about the photo comp, which we're running on Facebook. Just navigate to Geocaching Down Under Facebook page. Scroll down through the posts. You'll see the request there for each individual month's postings. And just some shout-outs to our Patreons, our special Patreons who very generously donate to us each month. See My Shell, Kitty Catch, Green Cordial, GC Jazz, Kingfisher AU, Snappy Tomcats, Julie, Darren Archer, and our new Patreon, Cap Rover Man. So thank you very much. I think quite a lot of you are in the chat tonight, so thank you for joining in on the live show. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go through to www.patreon.com/GDU podcast. Every little bit helps, and you will get some awesome GDU swag. Thank you.
Again, thank you, everyone, for being here. A big thank you to the replay viewers and listeners for later on. Thanks for tuning into us. You can watch the replay on YouTube or listen to it via podcast apps such as Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher. And, yeah, that's another show done. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for joining. At this stage, we don't have a schedule for the next show, but keep your eye on socials and we will get that out as soon as we
can. As soon as we know the rosters.
So I'm just going to close off the show for tonight. Everyone stay safe, cash well, and we will see you on the next show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.